S-E-X. How big is it in your life? The people around you? With you? Are you pressured to have sex? Have you ever been pressured to have sex? I know you heard those, wait till you're married. Did you? Are you going to? Having sex before marriage is a big but rare boundary that parents have for their children that they hope their child will not cross. My friend Nene crossed this big boundary that her whole family has. Describe your teenage years prior to now.
Well, my teenage years, I can say, have been very fun. I'm only 18, so, I mean, I've experienced a little bit of everything. I can say it's definitely a very learning experience. You go through a lot of things as a teenager. You learn about sex, you meet boys, you get your period. It's just so much to grow and learn from. It's a tough situation, but as I got older, I became more wiser and I realized a lot of things in my teenage years, going to parties and going skating and doing fun stuff with my friends and having a boyfriend. It's just all an experience of being a teenager. If you haven't experienced that or you ever experienced that, you haven't got to experience the teenage life. That's really what it's about. And, I mean, I've been told college is going to be better. But in my high school years, I can definitely say I've been through it a lot.
And how big was the topic sex with the people around you?
Very big, because my parents, they're around their 50s or 60s. So back in their day, it was all about dates and drive-through movies and meeting the parents and getting dressed up. Like, now it's not like that. Don't get me wrong, it should be like that, but it's not. It's just a different generation. So for my family and for the people around me, like, sex was like, it was just forbidden. Like, it was just something you shouldn't talk about. It was like a secret. Like, you had to leave that a closed thing. Like, that wasn't something you should say to your mom, like, mom, I'm having sex, because that was just a forbidden thing to do. But in the same sense, as a rebellious teenager, you do certain things. So I can definitely say it was a big part of my life.
Okay, how old were you when you lost your virginity?
I was 14.
Okay, and who did you lose it to?
My first boyfriend, Damien. We were together for 3 years.
How was the relationship between you two?
We had a fairly good relationship. We went through a lot, but, I mean, we had a fairly okay relationship besides all the cheating and the lying. But, I mean, I feel like that's just a part of you growing. It's a life lesson to me. I mean, when you lose your virginity, it's a life lesson.
Okay, what happened after the two of you engaged in sexual activity?
Nothing really changed well with him. I stopped liking him. So I don't know if that's the bad thing, because I was like so in love with him before it, but it was just like it didn't mean nothing to me. Like, it wasn't no connection that I had with him before we had sex.
Okay. Most people's beliefs are that you should have sex after you're married or after you're out of high school and out of your parents' home. And by you engaging in sexual activity, you crossed the big boundary. So what were some people's reactions in finding out you had sex?
Well, a lot of people were disappointed because they, like I said, as parents, they want you to wait. They want you to go to college and get through college without having sex and get married. But, I mean, unrealistically to me, I don't see that in everybody's future. I mean, people were disappointed, but at the end of the day, I felt like it was just, it happened. It's nothing I could do. I can't take it back. People grown to accept it after a while.
Okay, so how did you engage in sex impact your life and help make you who you are?
I think engaging in sex is not the right thing for everybody, but in a way, it just, it's a life lesson. Like, everything you're going to go through in life is a life lesson. It's not just a bad thing, and that's just how people pitch it to teenagers. It's not always a bad thing. It's a life lesson. You're going to go through that first love. You're going to have sex with. You're going to get your heart broken. It's all going to happen to you, but in the long run, it's just going to make you a stronger and better person. You're going to realize a lot of things you didn't realize when you were young.
Were you ready to have sex?
At the time, I don't think I was. Like, if I could have waited a little longer, I probably would have, because I wasn't ready. I was young, and I didn't know no better. I thought this was just because I loved him, and you know, that's how it is sometimes. I don't feel like I was pressured, but in the same sense, I felt like it's like, oh, well, if I didn't do it, somebody else would.
Okay. So you didn't feel pressure from peers or from the one you were sexually active with?
No.
Okay. So what would you tell young girls who want to have sex because of peer pressure?
I would tell them to go with what they feel they want to do. Don't do it because the people around them are doing it or because this is a hip thing. Do it when you feel like you're ready and you really genuinely want to share that love with somebody special. Don't do it with somebody who's just a friend or somebody you don't see yourself being with for a long time. I mean, we all have our mistakes and we slip up and we talk to the wrong people and we think he's the right one and he might not be the right one. But in the same sense, sometimes life is about taking chances. It's all about you. Like, you can't expect somebody else to tell you, oh, well, it's okay to go ahead, have sex with him. If that's not what you desire, then don't do it.
Okay, and what would you tell girls who are having sex?
I would tell them to be safe and be careful. And number one, just don't get pregnant. I mean, if you are pregnant, I mean, just be responsible about it. Just, that's the best thing you can say is you can't tell them to stop because it's like now they done been exposed to it. So the best thing I can say is just be safe about it.
Okay, and so you are not the only teen who crossed this big boundary. There's a lot of teens who cross the boundary of having sex before marriage or before parents thought it was worthy. And most parents believe, you know, wait until marriage, but it's not always a realistic thing. So what would you tell parents who have this strict enforce on their children?
I would tell them that I'm not going to say be easy on them, but in the same sense, you got to lighten up to the idea because it's eventually around your teenage years, that's when you start to grow up. That's when you start to like boys and you really want to do it. It's not just somebody forcing you to do it. It happens. It's, even though, I mean, realistically, parents don't want it to happen. They want you to wait, and that's fine. And I feel like if they give you at least that leeway and that freedom, you won't jump to that. That won't be your first option. Some kids do it because they feel like they don't have that leeway. They don't have parents to just be like, you know what, it's okay for you to like a boy and have a boyfriend because they don't want you to grow up too fast. But in the same sense, it's like once you get to high school, growing up is all you're going to do. It's nothing else they can say. Middle school years, they could hold you back and tell you not to rush to grow up. But once you're in high school, it's a different ballgame.
Okay, and is there anything else you'd like to add about the topic sex and teens and parents and this is your deep moment.
Well, I feel like parents just should be a little more assertive about the situation. Don't be so like beating around the bush about it because at the end of the day, if you try to hold them back from it, it's just going to make them want to do it more. There's nothing you can do to stop them. The best thing you do as a parent is just be there for them, make sure they're protected, make sure they're doing the right thing. And as a child, you got to communicate with your parents too. It's not the easiest thing. I know a lot of people that don't communicate with their family, but that's just how it got to be sometimes. You got to tell them, like, mom, you know, I went through this and I did this. You might not like that, but this is what happened. I feel like teens in general, we feel like we gotta do things like this because this is the generation we live in. I'm sure some people have older parents who's like 50 and 60. And when they were young, it's like you had to go on a date and you had to meet the mom and dad. And it's like now it's not like that. It's just, I guess you either in a relationship or you're not. It's just so hard to tell kids not to do, cross that boundary when it's already crossed. Because you see half of the world, 16-year-olds, that's pregnant. So it's like, you don't, this is what you see every day in your life. So you don't know what to expect out here. I mean, I just believe it's nothing you can do to stop the situation. All you can do is do your best as a child and them to do their best as a parent to prevent you from going the wrong way with the situation. And like I said, it's a life lesson. You learn things from it. You learn, you become more mature as you get older. Don't just, you're not just going to wake up and you still going to be that same person you was. No, you want to grow. You want to see, oh, well, this wasn't the right decision. So now when my child get here, I could teach them something different and teach them that that's, well, if you, even if you don't wait, be smart about it, because I wasn't smart about it. You just got to give your kids or whoever, like, your prior experience. Once they learn that, they might not listen, because kids are hard-headed. We are hard-headed.
You better speak.
But in the same sense, is the best thing you could do is just guide them. You can't tell them not to do it, because, like, I had parents like that that didn't want me to have sex, that didn't want me to go here and go there, and that just made me do it, because it's like, okay, I can't do this, so, you know, I'm going to do what I feel is I want to do, because I know I can't do it. And it's just, I don't know why kids are like that, but it's like, once you tell them you can't do something, it's going to make them want to do it, just because you told them you can't. If you tell them they can do something, they're going to use it to their advantage. As long as they don't take advantage, you don't got to be the type of parent like, oh, well, go ahead, your boyfriend come upstairs, he could lay in your room, he could spend a night. No, but you just got to be aware about the situation. You can't just go into this whole thing blindsided and hiding and trying to act like it don't exist, because it do. Mm-hmm. It's just that kind of situation.
And what do you think some reasons are for teen sex?
Reasons? Some reasons mainly is peer pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Some is because, like, girls are very fragile, and we think when sometimes a boy can fill your head up with so many lies, you, oh, he's the perfect boy, and he's so different, and it all sound the same after a while. But in the beginning, that's how it is to you. And he, like, come on, it won't hurt, and I promise, like, if you love me, you'll do this. And girls think, like, well, okay, if I don't do it, then somebody else will. Or if I don't have sex with him, he's not going to love me no more. Like, girls go through that because they feel like it's a reason to do that, and it's not. Mm-hmm. In their opinion, that's just how they think, because we as females were very fragile to anything a boy could say to us. It's just like, it means a lot. Especially if you're the type of child that never had a father, or you never had that father figure, it's hard for you because you don't know what love is. You're going into this whole thing blindsided, and you thinking, okay, he told me he loved me, so he really loved me.
And searching for love in all the wrong places.
Yeah, basically. And really, it don't be love. It's just lust. That's all it is.
Yes.
And it's just like, you grow and you learn from it as you get older. It's not going to be an easy road. You're not just going to know, like, well, he was wrong for me. I mean, it's going to take some time. You will be like, wow, why did I do that? Why did I make that mistake? I hope my kids don't make that mistake. And eventually, your kids might make the same mistake.
Mm-hmm.
But that don't mean you just be like, well, I told you so because I made that mistake. But it's like, you just, as a parent, you just got to be there for them and be like, well, you know, I made the same mistake, and just try to guide your child that don't make the same mistakes we made. Mm-hmm. It's just how it is for girls and guys. And guys, I don't think they know what love is yet. And in your high school years, as a guy, you don't know what love is. You don't have a clue. Some guys are genuine, but 90% of them, no. They're not genuine. Because they don't know what love is. They think they know what love is, and they don't. They just use love as a word to have sex with girls. And girls constantly fall for it because they think that is love. And it's not. It's just your best.